Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Officials in Texas say some homes and businesses could be without power for more than a month in the wake of Hurricane Ike. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says they're working with Convoy of Hope to establish aid distribution points, but their work with the local church is where sharing the hope of Christ happens.
Through those churches, volunteers are able to help and to make available things like food, water, ice, those really critically needed items, and then really to just be listening ears and ones who can speak encouragement and hope.
Next, Haiti's situation continues to grow more desperate. Four hurricanes struck the island nation, leaving standing water, ruined crops, and closed hospitals. International aid Sonny Enrique says they sent $250,000 worth of medicine. The local church is a big part of the recovery effort. They'll bring more than physical assistance. They'll bring the gospel.
People in need are clinging onto something that could provide a real life support. As things start to become normal, they start searching and asking themselves, what has happened to me and what's next? Where will I move? And this is where the message of hope comes in and the message of healing.
And Book of Hope International is being warmly received by the youth of Colombia. Teenagers and young adults are finding hope for the future and are transformed by the truth they're finding in the Book of Hope and the Godman film. As they read about Christ's love, harsh and suspicious hearts of young people are changed. Colombia welcomes this hope and allows the ministry to speak to future generations. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is coming November 9th. We'll help you prepare. For a suggested donation, MNN's making available the book and CD, Better Than Life, Today's Stories of Faith. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.